For the most part, the commissioners and county staff talked about some changes they are making to the current draft of the interlocal agreement. Public Works Department Director Bob Gordon explained the role of this document within the greater scheme of transit.
It determines where the funding goes to on a certain kind of schedule. Things like the transit piece is going to take a little bit longer to develop, and if that gets approved by the voters, if it gets on the ballot and gets approved, it will be some time before there will actually be a lot of money expended. So that kind of gives a window of the first 10 years or so to spend most of that revenue on the non-transit piece, the road projects, the intersections. So it's kind of timed such that it would meet the actual need and when transit dollars would be needed for big expenditures.
The one major change to the document, which is an agreement between Hillsborough County and the cities of Tampa, Temple Terrace, and Plant City, had to do with developer-funded projects. Gordon said that developers whose projects would significantly boost the density of an area had to foot part of the bill for projects like widening roads in the area.
The thought was if we could build those sooner than later and then have the developers reimburse us in the future, then because right, some of those roadway segments currently today already have problems. So that's why it went on the list. It was never intended to let developers off the hook. It was just to advance the construction in the event that those developers delayed because the economy continues to sag and housing is low, and they never meet the triggers that require them to make the contributions to those capital projects.
If the local government wanted to start sooner on a project than the developer was able, it would have paid for it on the promise of developer reimbursement. Gordon said the county jettisoned that provision from the document.
One of the commissioners was concerned that sometime in the future there might be projects substituted in here that were required to be funded by developers. He wanted to be sure that that there wouldn't be a switch of those requirements so that the taxpayers would then be responsible for those projects.
Developers, he said, will now be on their own.
Those developer-funded projects would have to wait until those developers get back into business of building and selling houses and trip the triggers required to make those contributions. So we'll just have to wait and see when that happens. That could be 5, 10, 15, who knows how many years from now.
While the county has already run a fine-toothed comb through the interlocal agreement, that document will mean nothing if voters don't adopt a penny sales tax to fund transit projects, ranging from road widening to construction of a light rail system this November. From the get-go, Commissioner Jim Norman has been a staunch opponent of the idea, and on tax day, he didn't hold back.
Our board is out of touch. If you ask for a penny sales tax to be put during this climate on anybody, you're out of touch. You cannot proceed down this line. We're a laughingstock out there. I don't know who you're listening to, but I will tell you, it is what's going on with our economy, with people, with jobs, losing their houses. I'm embarrassed.
Commissioner Ken Hagen said that the county is merely asking the public what it wants.
Commissioner Norman makes a number of excellent points that I agree with, but the different Tea Party people and groups that I'm talking to are echoing those comments, but at the same time, they're very upset that unlike the recent health care plan, unlike high-speed rail, they want to vote on it. They want to vote against it. And I, for one, think they should have an opportunity to vote against it.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner agreed and asked when there is ever a perfect time for such a massive undertaking.
I'm not sure that we could ever look at any point in time and ever identify a perfect time to offer anything. I think the most unjust thing that we could ever do is to deny the people the right to weigh in on this, to say yes or no. This is their community, this is their future, and by shirking our responsibility and not bringing this forward to the people, then again, I think we fail the people by giving them an opportunity to vote on their future.
Norman said that commissioners who support getting the penny tax on the ballot only do so because they support the tax itself. Hagen scoffed at this claim.
There's a lot of initiatives, like I said. You only support this if you support this tax.
Commissioner Norman couldn't be any more incorrect, but Commissioner Beckner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Say it till he's blue in the face, but it doesn't mean that. And you know that.
Well, let's put all these other initiatives on the ballot then, Commissioner.
You cannot equate billions and billions of dollars of a multimodal transportation system to a changing a government. They're not the same thing.
After nearly 10 minutes, Hagan said, quote, enough of that nonsense, and adjourned the meeting. The next step is a commission vote on the interlocal agreement, since two commissioners, Rose Ferlita and Mark Sharp, were absent from the workshop. They'll likely vote at their April 21st meeting. A public hearing on the subject is tentatively scheduled for the evening of May 13th. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.